The USDA estimates that 6,000 farmers suffered damage as a result of the flooding in late June. Farmers lost over $3 million worth of crops, livestock, and fencing. But more than the monetary cost, there's also an emotional toll that's affecting some of these farmers. One couple in Greenbrier County says they almost gave up after losing 24 of their rabbits and all of their vegetable crops in high water. Caroline Smith is smiling as she holds a tiny charcoal-colored bunny close to her chest.
This is a baby bunny that is very squirmy. His mother is a doe that was my survivor bunny.
This bunny was part of a litter that was born just 2 weeks after the flood. Its mother was one of the few females to survive.
And this is Joplin, the one that landed on top of our farm pickup truck sometime in the flood.
Joplin is a plump silver bunny who managed to swim, or float, 50 feet from her cage during the flood. Caroline and her husband Michael Buttrell raised these meat rabbits on their small farm called Bootstrap Farm, located in an area of Greenbrier County that's heavily logged. Caroline and Michael admit that farming hasn't been the most lucrative career path. They invested about $140,000 into the land and equipment. They're able to scrape by and pay the bills, partly because Caroline works two part-time jobs off the farm. They've put all their savings and most of their free time into this farm. Then in June, they lost it all in the flood.
It's been extremely difficult. These are the most challenging things we've ever been through, easily.
Michael and Caroline were spending a rare weekend out of town at a family reunion when waters began to rise. Back at home, their neighbor drowned, and their farm was submerged in water. Michael says their friends called and tried to prepare them for what lay ahead.
I thought, okay, well, I'll prepare myself. I'll expect the worst and hope for the best, you know, as you try to do. And I tried to think about the worst, and it didn't even come close. I mean, our valley was the Mississippi River for about 3 hours, and our lives were in between the banks.
Michael says they didn't sleep very much in those first few weeks after the flood. Their house wasn't damaged so badly, and they did have a place to sleep. But they spent every daylight hour putting back fencing and trying to pull their farm out of the mud. Michael and Caroline lost thousands of dollars in tools and equipment. Their greenhouse, gone. The topsoil in their garden was washed down the valley. But worst of all, Michael says he almost lost his will to farm.
I expect this to happen again in 50 years. And I kind of feel foolish now. You know, I feel like, why am I living here? You know, why am I building this organic farm in a drain pipe? You know, and I don't want to feel that way, but you gotta face the facts.
Rick Snuffer is the state executive director at the USDA Farm Service Agency, or FSA, in West Virginia. He's talked with farmers who, like Michael, have been beaten down by this flood.
Farmers are always in a partnership with Mother Nature. Some of the farmers I've been with, it's, you know, they burn up. They lose everything to drought. Farmers who get flooded out, they'll clean up lots of times, go back at it and say, you know, next year will be a better year. If it wasn't, a lot of them wouldn't be there.
Snuffer says the FSA has requested $3 million from the federal government to help compensate farmers who lost livestock, crops, and fencing in the floods. But that money has not been released yet, he says. They hope to begin granting compensation to farmers in about a month. Out-of-state farmers have also pitched in to help. Many are offering hay and animal feed to support West Virginia farmers. The FSA is working to coordinate those donations to farmers whose animals will need food this winter.
We can't solve everything, and we probably can't make you whole, but there are a number of government programs out there available to you. So my first advice to everyone is contact us and see what we can do. We may be able to help you in ways you didn't realize at first.
A month after the flood, an FSA employee visited Michael and Caroline on Bootstrap Farm. The assistance worker helped Michael fill out a claim to help pay for some of their losses. Michael and Caroline also received a $500 check from FarmAid and a few of their tomato plants emerge from the mud left behind to bear fruit. Still, the biggest help came from a GoFundMe campaign that their friend started online. Michael says it's giving them more than just money.
There was a time there right after the flood, I thought, I'm moving. I'm giving up. And I said, all these people believe in what we're doing. I can't give up. I'm going to stay.
So Bootstrap Farm is starting to come back. Caroline and Michael have replanted their garden, and as long as they don't get an early frost, they're hoping to be able to sell vegetables throughout the autumn harvest. And they've learned from this flood. They've moved their rabbit hutches higher in the air, and they hope that next time, they'll be able to protect their bunnies from floodwaters. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Greenbrier County.